the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to have you with us here in person or at home.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our brother, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness,
of our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Let us pray. God, the giver of life, whose Holy Spirit wells up within your church, by the Spirit's gifts, equip us to live the gospel of Christ and make us eager to do your will, that we may share with the whole creation the joys of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of the things pertaining to God on their behalf, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness, and because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it's not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Does anybody remember from the 1960s the Frost Report? A few nodding. I'm giving my age away now, but I do remember it. Not from the 1960s, but from the 1980s, maybe, watching it with my dad. I know my place. Now it's all coming back. I know my place. Featuring Messrs. Corbett and Barker and a rather tall John Cleese in a bowler hat. The scene, of course, I Know My Place, is a skit on social observances of the class system, with the need to recognise one's own social standing. As we hear, we should all know our place. Knowing your place, however, applies so much more than social status. We all need to know our place for security, for identity, for being ourselves. Being the youngest at home, I will always be the youngest, but I will never be the least. We were all equal. We were all treated equally, each having enough to eat, each having enough and more love, each knowing where we belonged. And that's true for us all, I hope. We all know where we fit. Your place at home could simply be just your favourite chair that no one else sits in, or your place at the table where you sit. How about here in church? Not just physically where you sit, but coming back after the pandemic, everybody migrated to the place that they'd been before we'd left. Do you know your place here? Do you fit? Our mission statement says all are welcome and each have a place. So with a sense of wanting to belong, I think must come a feeling of humility too, and something that I will return to. Firstly, I just want to talk about this morning's gospel. We encounter James and John, sons of Zebedee, who have travelled with Jesus throughout his ministry. Jesus has been teaching his disciples as they travel one last time from Jerusalem to Galilee, from Galilee. Jesus had been preparing his disciples for the kind of death that he would experience. And in the previous verses of today's passage, Mark tells us that they were amazed and afraid. They really didn't know or understand what the ministry of Jesus was about. They were afraid and they were amazed. Two really deep emotions. And they were to learn that Jesus, his death and resurrection, was about reformation, being made new in him. Once more, Jesus tells his disciples that he must be betrayed, turned over to the Gentiles by the Jewish authorities, and killed. But after 3 days, he would rise again. James and John, who had been faithful disciples, had given up everything, and now they learn that Jesus won't be with them forever. So they must have felt a little concerned. Did they fear that once their leader had left them, they would be without their identity? They needed to know their place. And so they thought asking to be elevated in glory with Jesus would be the place for them. James and John, sons of Zebedee, says Jesus, "What you ask is not for me to grant." They want to be seated at the left and one at the right in glory with him. But Jesus says, "You do not know what you are asking. It is not your place to ask. It is for those whom the place has been prepared." And so comes humility. For Jesus says, "The Son of Man must not come to serve, but to be served." No, I've got that completely the wrong way around. Not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so comes humility. To serve, not to be served. Jesus teaches us for us to really know our place. We shouldn't strive for greatness, but first comes humility, to be the servant of all. We are all welcome in this place, and all are to receive the cup that Christ gives. But to be elevated in our own righteousness is not for us to decide for ourselves. Participating in the life of faith means submersing ourselves, whoever we are, to the service of Christ. For the Son of Man came to be served, not to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. As you all know, yesterday Giles and I went to London, and I just want to share with you third hand a story that we heard in the service yesterday. It was about a young man called Billy who had nothing, and he was really up against it. He had no money, not much sense of his own place within his community. And he went and he sought solace in the cathedral precinct where this man was speaking about. He was a bishop, and Billy was turning up every day for what he described as a cuppa and a wad, which I found out was a cheese sandwich. So he went every day and offered nothing in return for a cup of tea and a cheese sandwich. But what he gave back was beyond comprehension, really. He gave back music and he gave back generosity more than he could ever have given. He gave away everything he had to other people, and he had very little, we understand from the story. So I think the moral there is that whatever you give is greater than yourself. And knowing your place and being able to do that is the important thing that God gives us. Billy had nothing. We have what we have, but to give it away is greater gift, I think. So back to the story, it's back to my words. I just wanted to say that yesterday because it just came to me. Suppose our lives are measured on the amount of real service that we give to others. How great would our lives really be? Jesus here is telling us that our lives are measured on greatness to others and giving ourselves in humility to other people and giving ourselves in humility to him. There is nothing glorious about this, and a living a life of faith will expose our being to the hurt of others, carrying the burdens of others and allowing our own hearts to be broken because of love and grief. A living a life of faith is not easy. Christ is calling us to go all the way with him, to go all the way for the sake of the gospel, and to do this with humility, to be transformed in him. So if we are seeking our own place of power and prestige, Jesus says no. We must stop and humble ourselves. If we are striving towards a greater reward, Christ calls us to seek first the kingdom of God. If we are living only for ourselves, our Lord tells us to serve God by serving others, by knowing our place and being in it. This is the way of the cross, the journey that we must take with Christ. This is Christ's cup, and this is Christ's baptism, and this is the only place that we should be. This is the greatness in the kingdom, and if we want to receive what Christ has to offer, then we have no choice but to say, I know my place, and to follow him. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Loving Father, we come to you in prayer, giving thanks for your goodness. Let us pray. Servant Lord, in the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Church in the province of the West Indies, for the Primate and Bishop of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, the Most Reverend Howard Gregory, and for all who worship and serve there. In our diocese, we pray for the first meeting of our new diocesan synod. Lord, we pray for your guidance and wisdom for this new group of people as they chart a path forward for the diocese that sees your kingdom come in our areas with their vision of confident Christians, growing churches and transforming communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Servant Lord, bless and guide Elizabeth our Queen. We give thanks for her years of steadfast duty and loyal service to all her subjects in the UK and throughout the Commonwealth. Give to all political leaders and all in authority under her wisdom to understand the true meaning of leadership and government. We thank you, Lord, for those who serve with integrity and diligence in high office and at community level, and give their time, experience, and much more to those they represent. Loving and ever caring Lord, we pray for people who are displaced. May they find a safe refuge in you. For those who live in fear, may they find a strong fortress in you. And for those lost in despair, may they find hope for the future in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Servant Lord, you lived your life full of love and faith and understood the need of both, and preached your message accordingly. We pray for the second session of the Living in Love and Faith course taking place on Thursday, and for all who attend. May they gain much from the course. Lord, in your mercy, Servant Lord, we pray for the local charity shops and all who volunteer and work in them. In selling items not wanted by some to wanted by others, they provide a service to the community and to the charities they support, and we give thanks for them. And in our community, we pray for the residents of Lulworth Drive. May their lives and their homes be filled with your love, and may they show this love in the care they give to and receive from each other. Lord, in your mercy. Servant Lord, we pray for those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, at home, in hospital, or hospice. We hold in our prayers Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, Patrick Crowley, Janet Lawson, and Jean Noble. And for those who now reside in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Bring your comfort in distress, your healing hand to ease the pain, and your reassurance in uncertainty. We pray for all of those working in the NHS, providing and administering flu and COVID vaccinations. We give thanks for their patience and understanding as they try to keep us all safe in the coming winter months. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Servant Lord, you are the source of our salvation. Give to all who have died new life in your eternity. We hold before you those who have recently died, Jimmy Westerman, John Tubby, and Margaret Chambers, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, Ian Gatenby, Harold Baptie, and Helen Noble. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us hear our God, the servant King, as he calls us now to follow him. And let us learn how to serve and in our lives enthrone him. Merciful Father, accept these prayers.
I should have mentioned at the beginning that on Friday we're having, in the afternoon, is it 3 o'clock, Tony? We're having a memorial service for Pam Wood. Pam died last year, sadly, and we weren't able to gather then as we would have wished. But on Friday is a memorial service for her, to which all are welcome. And importantly, for Pam, being raised in the Methodist tradition, we can sing. So if you'd like to come, do join us at 3 o'clock on Friday for Pam, who was, for a long time, a long member of this congregation. God has called us to live in peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. From sunrise to sunset, this day is holy, for Christ has risen from the tomb and scattered the darkness of death with light that will not fade. This day the risen Lord walks with your gathered people, unfolds for us your word, and makes himself known in the breaking of the bread. And though the night will overtake this day, you summon us to live in endless light, the never-ceasing Sabbath of the Lord. And so with choirs of angels and with all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending song of praise. And bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus,
God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy.
Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, whose Son, the light unfailing, has come from heaven to deliver the world from the darkness of ignorance, let these holy mysteries open the eyes of our understanding, that we may know the way of life and walk in it without stumbling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You have opened to us the Scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of our life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God for ever and ever. Amen. May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.